This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vote counts of local level elections completed at 745 local levels out of 753 across the country. Private sector welcomes government announcement to observe domestic production decade, and 19 children among dead in primary school attack in Texas. Now, the news in detail. The final results of various 8 municipalities are yet to come under the counting of votes in the local level election held on May 13. As per the details provided by the Election Commission, the final results of 745 out of 753 municipalities have been made public. According to the Election Commission, the local levels reporting the final vote count results make up almost 99% of the total number. Even though the counting of votes of some municipalities has been completed, it is yet to be announced and entered into the system of the commission. The remaining municipalities are Kathmandu Metropolitan City in Bagmati, Triyuga and Katari municipalities of Udaipur in Province No. 1, Garuda Municipality, Fatwa Bijaipur Municipality, Tilottama Municipality of Rupandehi and Maharajganj Municipality of Kapilvastu. A decision is yet to be taken based on the Commission's investigation into the polling in the Budiganga municipality of Bajura in the Sudarpashchim province. The result tally puts the Nepali Congress in the topmost position, followed by CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center. The local level election will elect 35,221 office bearers. Meanwhile, a common candidate from the ruling alliance, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN Unified Socialist, has registered his win in the mayoral post in Pokhara Metropolitan City, while CPN UML candidate Manju Devi Gurung emerged victorious as the deputy mayor. According to the vote count results published this morning, ruling alliance candidate Acharya secured 6,045 more votes than UML's Krishna Bahadur Thapa. Acharya secured 58,893 votes, whereas Thapa secured 52,848 votes. Likewise, UML's Manju Devi Gurung defeated ruling alliance candidate Kopila Ranabhat of the Nepali Congress in the deputy mayoral race. Gurung garnered 60,546 votes, while her close contender Ranabhat received 56,663 votes. Newly elected Mayor Acharya is the chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist Kaski chapter as well as central member of the party. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Chiribabu Maharjan has been elected the mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City for the second term. CPN-UML's Manjali Sakya emerged victorious in the deputy mayoral post in Lalitpur Metropolitan City. Maharjan secured 42,722 votes, while his close contender Harikrishna Venjankar of CPN-UML received 24,560 votes. Likewise, deputy mayoral candidate Sakya secured 25,085 votes to register her win. Her closest competitor, Baburaj Vajracharya of CPN Maoist Center, gathered 18,752 votes. It took 11 days to publish the final results of the vote count in Lalitpur Metropolitan City. Meanwhile, the newly re-elected mayor of Bharatpur Metropolitan City in Chitwan District, Renu Dahal, has taken 2 major decisions since he assumed office for the second term. Free drinking water up to 7,000 litres monthly per household and a daughter insurance scheme worth ₹100,000. Stating that priorities set by her in her first tenure were still to be met and accomplishing them along with new plans and programs in her second term was her top priority. Dahal pleased to perform, soliciting suggestions and advice and recommendations from all. Likewise, in Kathmandu Metropolitan City, independent mayoral candidate Balendra Saha is still leading the vote count. According to the latest tally, Balendra is leading with 55,777 votes, while Trijana Singh, the Nepali Congress candidate from the coalition, has secured 35,371 votes, and CPN-UML candidate Kesab Sthapit is following behind with 34,626 votes. With this, Balendra Saha is certain to become the mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City. With about 19,000 votes remaining to be counted, Saha is ahead of Srijana Singh by about 20,000 votes. Bibekshil Saza Party Chairman Ravindra Misra has resigned from his post. Taking full responsibility of the election results, Misra announced his resignation from the post of party chairman on moral grounds. Issuing a statement this afternoon, Misra said that he would only remain as a member of the party. The private sector has welcomed the government's decision to celebrate the upcoming decade as a decade for the production and consumption of domestic goods. The Confederation of Nepalese Industries, CNI, has expressed its gratitude to the government for its decision to announce a decade dedicated to promoting the production and consumption of domestic products, expressing its support for the implementation of the Make in Nepal campaign. It has also welcomed the decision to recognize the contribution of remittance to the nation's economy, undertake large infrastructure projects on a public-private joint venture, make public expenditure result-oriented, and increase capital expenditure. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 26.2 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. At present, there is a general effect of local winds, a low pressure line around Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal of India, and westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. 19 young children and 2 adults have died in a shooting at a primary school in South Texas. Officials said the 18-year-old gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in the city of Uvalde before he was killed by law enforcement. Investigators say the suspect was armed with a handgun, an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and high-capacity magazines. The teenager is suspected of shooting his grandmother at the start of the rampage. The Associated Press news agency reports that a U.S. Border Patrol official who was nearby when the shooting began rushed into the school and shot and killed the gunman who was behind a barricade. According to data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, last month, guns overtook car crashes to become the leading cause of death of U.S. children and teenagers in 2020. On Monday, an FBI report found that active shooter rampage attacks have doubled since coronavirus began in 2020. South Korea's military has said North Korea has fired 3 ballistic missiles early morning today. Authorities in Seoul said the missiles were fired in the space of less than an hour from the Sunan area in Pyongyang. It comes just a day after U.S. President Joe Biden left the region following a trip that saw him vowing to bolster measures to deter North Korea. North Korea has been test-firing a flurry of ballistic missiles since the beginning of this year. Japan confirmed at least 2 launches happened today but acknowledged there may have been more. In a meeting convened after the missile launch, South Korea's National Security Council called the test a grave provocation. U.S. and South Korean officials had earlier warned that North Korea appeared ready for another weapons test, possibly during Biden's visit. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has become the first Gulf state to record a case of monkeypox. The Czech Republic and Slovenia also reported their first cases on Tuesday, joining 18 other countries to detect the virus outside its usual Africa base. The World Health Organization, WHO, says the virus can be contained with the right response in countries outside of Africa where it is not usually detected. Outside Africa, there are now 237 confirmed and suspected cases of monkeypox, and health authorities around the world have announced plans to contain the virus. Monkeypox is usually associated with travel to Central or West Africa, but some of the cases which have been occurring outside these countries have had no travel link. If you get infected with the monkeypox, it usually takes about 5 and 21 days for the first symptoms to appear. Symptoms include fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, and chills and exhaustion. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counts of local level elections completed at 745 local levels out of 753 across the country. Private sector welcomes government's announcement to observe domestic production decade, and 19 children among dead in primary school attack in Texas. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.